Well, hello and happy Monday. Hope you had an awesome weekend. I'm Coy Wire here with your CNN 10 minutes of news. We have driverless cars mysteriously taking over a neighborhood. We have a brand new CNN 10 tradition you'll hear about where we're going to be honoring some of your heroes in uniform. But we start today with an emotional homecoming after one of the Navy's longest deployments in decades. After nearly 11 months at sea, thousands of sailors are finally back in the arms of loved ones. The USS Gerald R. Ford and two other ships returning home to Norfolk, Virginia after a globe-spanning mission that stretched 326 days, making it the longest deployment for a U.S. aircraft carrier since the Vietnam War. It's America's largest and newest aircraft carrier. It participated in the capture of Venezuela's former leader in the ongoing conflict in Iran as well. Our Brian Todd has more on what this deployment meant for the sailors and their families.
This is the end of an exhausting deployment. The USS Gerald R. Ford, the aircraft carrier, pulled into Norfolk here a short time ago after the longest deployment of an aircraft carrier strike group since the Vietnam War, 11 months out at sea. During that time, they had some issues on board. There was a fire that tore through the laundry area on board the ship that required 30 hours for crew members to put it out and keep it from reigniting. Then they flew sorties just 2 days after that. But also they had plumbing issues on board. The toilets didn't work and they had to be fixed. So a lot of that had to go in for repairs at port. But, you know, family members told us about just kind of the nature of this deployment and the pure length of it. Two different times this deployment was extended. So we talked to family members about what it was like to go through that. What was the toughest part of this deployment?
One, him being gone for 11 months and him getting extended over and over and over. And then the pregnancy, doing it all by myself because, you know, obviously he had to go. And the labor and delivery by myself, that was very emotional for me, having to deliver him.
I think anybody that's been on a deployment on a ship, it feels the same. It's like, ah, oh, you know, that's a bummer, but we gotta do what we gotta do, you know? Like, just, we'll be home eventually. We gotta come home eventually.
Can you tell us, Sarah, what the toughest part of the deployment was for you?
Just my husband missing everything. Missing his first steps, missing his first birthday.
So family members telling us they missed important events, that their spouses on board here missed important events like first steps, birthdays, but also actual births. One Navy official told us they believe that about 57 babies were born among the families of those deployed during this 11-month deployment.
All right, exciting stuff. Today we are launching something brand new on CNN 10 called the Honor Roll. It's our chance to salute the troops, the brave women and men who serve. You have a family member, a friend in the military? Send us a photo, a few lines about why you're proud of them, maybe even a fun fact that makes them uniquely awesome. Send it to CNN10@CNN.com because behind every uniform is a story worth honoring. Health officials are working to contain an outbreak of Ebola virus in parts of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda. As of this taping, at least 80 people have died, and nearly 250 suspected cases have been reported. Officials fear those numbers could be higher than what's been reported so far. Ebola is an often fatal hemorrhagic virus which causes fever, body aches, and vomiting. And this specific strain of the virus currently has no approved vaccines or therapeutics. While the virus is extremely infectious, it's not extremely contagious. It typically spreads through direct contact with bodily fluids of infected people or animals. The DRC's dense rainforests provide a natural reservoir for the virus. This marks the 17th documented outbreak since the virus was first identified there in 1976. The World Health Organization has declared the outbreak a public health emergency of international concern. They're urging bordering nations to activate emergency protocols like cross-border health screenings in an effort to limit the spread. Okay, what in the robot rodeo is going on here? Residents in one Atlanta neighborhood say dozens of empty Waymo vehicles have been circling their cul-de-sac for weeks, like they're stuck in an endless group project with GPS issues. Neighbors even tried using street signs and cones to block the cars, but that only made things worse, creating what looked like a robot traffic jam straight out of a sci-fi comedy. Waymo issued a statement saying that it has, quote, already addressed this routing behavior. Some residents counted nearly 50 driverless cars rolling through in a single hour. Pop quiz, hotshot. What is the oldest operating public university in the United States? University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Harvard University, College of William and Mary, or University of Georgia? If you said UNC Chapel Hill, I UNC you. The school first opened its doors to students in 1795 and graduated its first class in 1798, making it the only U.S. public institution to confer degrees in the 18th century. It's being called one of the best commencement addresses we've ever heard. Country music star Eric Church going viral for his graduation speech to new grads last weekend at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. The North Carolina native strummed his guitar and used its strings as a metaphor for living a complete life. Here's part of the speech that's striking a chord online.
This is the thinnest string. It's the highest note, the one that carries the melody, that single line above the chord that everyone in this room recognizes and takes with them on the way home. It's also the one bent most easily by outside pressure. Social media is going to show you 1,000 versions of a life that looks better than yours. The comparison will be relentless, curated, and a lie, dressed up in really good lighting. Someone's comments, someone's criticism, someone's cold opinion is going to try to convince you to retune yourself to match what they think you should sound like. Do not let them touch your string. You were made uniquely, wonderfully, distinctly. There's a sound only you can make, a voice that has never existed before you and will never exist again. A contribution only you can bring, a way of seeing that belongs to only you. The world does not need another cover song. It needs an original.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a graduation for students at Spelman College, the historically black women's college in Atlanta, has not one, not two, but 7 valedictorians. Our Victor Blackwell has their story.
Each with a different major, but the same GPA, a perfect 4.0. And this morning I'm introducing the Spelman 7.
This moment feels very surreal. I think it was something that was written exactly how it was supposed to be. My sister Coriana, she said something very powerful in our first interview. She said 7 is the number of completion. And I feel like that is just so perfect.
It brings me back to a biblical meeting. And I think about how God created the earth in 6 days and on the 7th day he rested.
It's been a long, long journey for me personally getting here to graduation.
It was so late at night. There was nobody awake for me to tell. So I called my mom super late and luckily she was awake and we had a conversation about it and she was so happy for me.
I actually lit up. I was very excited about it.
What does this image mean right now in our country?
For young women to see women that are thriving and that are educated and that are showing that, yes, you know, we can do this.
We can always overcome and be excellent, and that's what some women do.
My dream is to be a corporate attorney.
I'll be going to Columbia Law and starting in the fall of 2026.
Just to get my master's and fail my MBA and my MFA.
I'm working as a paralegal.
A word that I would use to describe how I feel about the future is just pure hope.
I would say grateful and empowered.
First, blessed. Second, fulfilled.
We are only just going to continue to break down walls and break down barriers.
I love these girls so much, and it's just really been a ride, and we're going to be sisters for life.
All right, let's start this week with some epic shout-outs. This first one goes to Mr. Shambaugh and friends at Redland High School in Lewisberry, Pennsylvania. I know you have been showing the show for years, Mr. Shambaugh, and we are so grateful that you make us a part of your day. I see you, Georgia. And speaking of Georgia, we're showing some love to the Lions, Miss Middleman and crew at Davis Academy in Atlanta. Joey and Alyssa, it was so nice to meet you recently. Rise up. And this shout-out goes to Mrs. Malloy at Tiverton Middle School in Tiverton, Rhode Island. Thank you for subscribing and leaving such kind comments on our YouTube channel. You are more powerful than you know. Make it an awesome Monday, everyone. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.